Ain't got one bite, but we're doing all right, 'cause we're doing more drinking than fishing. Yeah, we're doing more drinking than fishing.
That is a snippet of the brand new summer anthem by multi-award winning country artist Jade Eagleson and celebrated icon Dean Brody with the brand new single More Drinkin' Than Fishin', which is out right now. We'll be playing the whole song in just a bit, and we will hear more about the lyrics, the music, and the artist here on Music's Journey. I'm your host, Kim Sear. I have such a great show here for you today. I am joined by no other than Jade Eagleson, and he is here coming off the success of his second number one at Canadian Country Radio, and he is here to talk about teaming up with the Canadian icon Dean Brody with the brand new single that has given every outdoor loving country music blasting fan that perfect summer track for summer, and that's More Drinking Than Fishing. So welcome back to the show, Jade Eagleson.
Thank you very much for having me back. It's great to be here.
Oh man, I'm telling you, what a ride you've been having.
It's definitely been that. It's been pretty awesome. Even though the world's crazy right now, it seems that there's a million blessings coming out of it anyway.
Oh, absolutely. And your music's one of them. I always get so excited when there's a new release for the week and you're back on the show. You know, you've got such a classic country sound. I just love the tone of your voice.
I really appreciate that. It's a ton of fun. This new one has a lot of those classic country players on there too to take it the extra mile. So I'm really happy about this new song.
Oh, I think the fans are too. Boy, it's hit on Amazon so quickly and Spotify, right? How do you feel about that?
I feel very blessed. I mean, anytime you get support like that right out of the gate, it always feels good. And you're always thankful for that kind of support. So I'm really happy that they're enjoying the song.
Oh, everybody needed it. We just needed that infusion of, you know, that sunshine and just some fun times. And this song represents every one of those things.
I didn't write it, but as soon as I heard it, I definitely felt every little bit of that.
Mm-hmm. And we know how much you love to have fun, right? So, you know, we're going to get into all that. Talk about your Ontario sunburn. Is that any better for you right now?
Oh, it's a lot better than it was, that's for sure. I've been back inside here in Calgary, so I'm back to my regular pale complexion. But when we were doing the music video, it was interesting because, like, as I was saying, Dean, he just kept getting more attracted by the man when that sun hit him, and I was just burning up.
I'm telling you, like, those pipes on him, too, it's just like, holy cow, the winner.
Yeah,
has...
he was
buff.
He was building me up. I think he was, like, building me up to bring me down. He's like, you know, oh, you're looking great, da da da. And then he walks in there with his sleeve cut off. I'm like, oh, God, I'm just emasculated.
I've seen your white feet out the jeans. I'm sitting there going, oh, his skin. Because I know the Ontario weather is so different from Calgary, too.
Oh, I know. Sure is. And I grew up in Ontario. And I used to be, you know, kind of acclimatized to it. But, you know, just visiting and sitting in there for a day, it's like, all right, this is warm.
Because it's humid, right, in comparison to that dry weather.
Yeah, I really do love it, though. It's that's definitely, like, when I'm in Ontario, my body feels the best. It's warm, it's humid, it's perfect.
It just makes your skin more alive, and I think it's just all about the sweating thing. Oh,
I've had to, like, every here it's like a lotion routine every day, and that's not something that I'm used to, that's for sure. So it's when you're back in Ontario, you just kind of live more freely. You don't have to worry about any of that.
What happened at the Stampede? You got to play at the Stampede. It's not the first time you've played there, right?
No, it's the second time, but mm-hmm. This time was really exciting. It was amazing. Seeing people back out there again, and it's crazy that, like, they had these protocols and every single person did them and you know, made it through, and it shows that people are willing to go to great lengths to see live music again. Oh. It's really amazing to see all those people there.
Well, I know you guys put so much into the show. Now, last time I had you on, we're going to get back into that. Last time I had you on the show, we were talking about your first release of this year, and that was All Night to Figure It Out. And it was such a great song, brilliant, so funny, the video. And that's what we were talking about when you were on the show before, and how you set up that whole thing. And the people that were in the video had no idea what was going on.
Yeah, the poor souls.
But it played out so well. It was, like, so good. Whose idea was that?
That was my director, Ben. Ben Nechtel, he's always got these quirky ideas, and we're always, like, we're always not doubting him, but we're like, okay, like, let's see what you do with this one. And that one was, it was so funny. It was definitely not your normal music video, that is for sure. And it worked out great. Everyone had a great time doing it as well.
How much pressure did you get at home to do a dance for your wife?
I mean, my wife would probably rather me just take it easy on the dancing. I mean, she never asked. I'm sure if she did ask, I still got the moves somewhere in my back pocket.
Somewhere in the back pocket, right? Now, when you were on the show last time too, Levi was pitching something at you when you were on the phone. Have you had to do any house repairs, you know, since then?
Not really. It's like, he's pretty aggressive, but he's like, I mean, not aggressive in the sense that, you know, he's like, I need to call the police on him or anything, but he's pretty wild, but nothing like that bad yet. I've gone around the house and kind of proofed the areas that I think could end up damaged. I went in and I just got a bunch of, you know, those pool noodles. I cut them in half and just like having them all over the place. You can't get into too much trouble.
Does he parrot any bad words or anything like that?
There was an occasion that, long story short, I was building something. I was building like a vocal booth or something like that. He always likes kind of seeing tools. He loves like, he's a total boy. Like he loves trucks and tools and all that stuff. And just like got a really mechanical mind. So he was in there and watching me build things, and things just weren't going my way, so I dropped a word that I probably shouldn't have, and, like, the funny thing is that I didn't think anything of it. Like, I was like, I shouldn't see that in front of him, obviously, and then, you know, I was like, oh, at least he's not repeating it, and then we finished building what we were building, and we're walking up the stairs, because we're in the basement, and then, he all of a sudden just looks at me and just says it clear as day. There's four letters. I'll give you that hint. It rhymes with truck. So yeah, it was interesting. And you know, I was like, okay, like this is, it's funny, but also concerns me at the same time because of this cute little kid, you know, dropping the most horrendous word in the book. It was interesting, but we didn't give him like the attention or anything when he did it, so he soon stopped saying it.
You gotta watch your facial. You gotta watch your facial expressions and stuff, right?
Oh, I know. So anytime you try and say it, my wife and I wouldn't react, or we try not to. And then, sure enough, we had his. I think he's getting his tetanus, or he's getting some type of booster.
Oh no!
Kids get 100 needles. I know what it is. Don't worry. I'm not getting my kid poked with random things. But we were in there, I'm pretty sure it was for measles and tetanus. So we were in there and we had to wait 15 minutes after the shot to make sure everything was good. And he's in the waiting room and he's kind of just playing around with whatever was in there. And then there's a bunch of parents there as well. So out of nowhere, out comes the word again, clear as day. And he yelled it. And then every parent in the room was just staring at me. And I was like, oh boy. So we decided to wait the rest of that 15 minutes out in the truck. He was fine. We left. It was embarrassing. It was a shame, I felt. Oh, man.
I know, out the mouth of babes, right? You just never know when it's coming.
Oh, if my wife was there, I instinctively would have been like, why would you teach him that? That is all me. I knew it. I was the only one in there. And all the other parents were just like, I can't believe, like, this guy taught him. It was one of those moments that I'll never forget.
The nurses are probably chuckling away there, right?
I don't know. I think people were more offended than anything because everyone's kind of on edge to begin with because they're in there and no baby likes needles and it's hard for the parents. So everyone was kind of like not having a good day to begin with. And then here comes potty mouth and sure enough, the reaction. Not one person chuckled. There's no smiles to be seen. It's just, they're very... I felt like I was in a church or something.
I don't know. I would have been laughing, the same expression I have right now. I wouldn't be able to help it.
I tried to save it. I tried to say truck, like, and oh, there's, it was done.
Didn't fly.
You said what he said.
Wasn't happening. You weren't getting away with that one. You couldn't get out of that one.
I couldn't. I did try, though.
Did you show anything to Levi that was really special to you from the Stampede? Is there special memories for you?
He didn't actually get to go to that one because it was kind of like a age of majority kind of situation. So it was pretty wild, too, and loud. So it wouldn't have been great for him. But we're during Stampede season, obviously, up here in Calgary, there's lots of hats and stuff. So he got his first cowboy hat during the Stampede. I got it from a local shop here, and he loves it. He wears it everywhere.
Does he have little cowboy boots, too?
He does, yes. So nice. He's got the whole outfit. And we just played a gig last weekend, and he got to wear the whole getup. He had a blast.
Oh, that's so cool. That is so cool. Now, I know I was mentioning this just a little bit earlier about, you know, playing more originals. I know this show, you guys have been working so hard, and I know that the difficulty, you know, with post-pandemic and all of that stuff, you know, for the band getting together and the prep that you put into the show for this live show. Tell everybody about that, because I know this show is so important to you.
I mean, we hear all these gigs were starting to, like, happen again, and as soon as we figured that out, we set these rehearsal dates aside, and we went, like, 12 hours a day, 4 days straight, and just really made sure that the show was great, and it's the best show I think we've ever played. It, like, our first show back after 2 years, it always feels amazing to begin with, but I think that, like, we kind of know what we're doing now, especially with all the new originals and material. It feels like a very true to myself kind of show.
Yeah, last time I was talking to you, we were talking about what music means to you now in comparison to when you first started out. And, you know, when you're trying to get on radio and doing all of that, you're kind of gearing yourself towards what radio wanted. But now, you know, this is just a full body of music that really represents you as an artist and you as a person, the music you love and your influences.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're starting to do more of that. I mean, a lot of it's the same. We're writing the same way and we're doing all that the same, but we're kind of taking a second look at, you know, some of the way how we go about it and record and stuff. And, you know, some of my I'm a huge fan of these musicians that, you know, played on this last one. So there's some legendary people playing on it. There's Joey Reed's grandson on the drums, and Brent Mason, of course. He's a legend on guitar as far as country music goes and just in general. And so those guys showed up, and they showed up in a big way on this one. And there's a bunch of others there that are really well known. And my producer Todd, like, he's a genius when it comes to just putting things in the right place, and he did his thing on this, and it sounds pretty great.
Oh man, I wish I was there to have seen that live, because I've been itching to see you play again, and that just would have been a fantastic show. You added fiddle and steel too, didn't you?
I did, and they're phenomenal. So we got pedal steel, we got fiddle, we got like all the banjo and mandolin. It's a really great show. It's a bigger band, and there's more of us to deal with, but, you know, that always means more music and a bigger show, right? So it's really, I'm so thrilled to have those guys out and playing.
Well, you're coming to Ontario on the Dean Brody Show, right? In September?
That's correct.
So yeah. I am going to be at that one. I have to be at that one. Is everybody going to be there, the steel, all of it? Fiddle?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You'll have Shane Goosey playing fiddle, probably.
I love Shane. He's beautiful, but he's tied up with Dean, and I've got they're actually siblings. I called up, they're the Becketts, so there's Tyler Beckett. And
Lindsay Beckett. I know them, yes.
Yeah, and they're basically Tyler's kind of playing the bunch, and they kind of split the difference whenever one can't, the other shows up, and they're great to deal with because they're siblings, and they learn the same way, so the material gets transferred over really well. They're both so phenomenal.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Now, were you able to play the acoustic version? I was really hoping, as I said, I didn't get to see it, but all night to figure it out. Were you able to do that? Because I loved the acoustic live stream that you did for that track.
We did, yes.
Oh,
we did,
man.
Did one not too long ago. I can't remember where we put it on. I don't know if it's on YouTube or Instagram. I'm not good at any of that stuff, but we did put one up, and it's somewhere out there in the world.
And now let's listen to the brand new single, More Drinking Than Fishing, right here on Music's Journey.
I've been nonstop, riding blacktop, feeling mapped out, landlocked, need to change it up. It's a good day for a 12 case on a lake with some bait and a 12 o'clock buzz. I ain't no bass pro, but I could jig a line, that's something. And this beer here's ice cold, so even if I'm reeling in nothing, I got a buddy with a boat, Merc two strokes, sky blue Yeti ready, ice conditions. Got the gas in the tank on the riverbank. Yeah, we ain't making no waves, but we're tipping. All the tops have been popped, but the bobber ain't bobbed. Only thing that I caught's a blue ribbon. Ain't got one bite, but we're doing alright, cause we're doing more drinking than fishing. Yeah, we're doing more drinking than fishing. All telling Dean, you think a good ride and a good spot get you 10-pound money shot, more than you can fry. Not today, man, Sunday's plan went right out the window round cold one number five, going down like water, and the water's just fine. Got a buddy with a boat, Merc two strokes, sky blue Yeti ready, ice conditions. Got the gas in the tank on the riverbank. Yeah, we ain't making no waves, but we're tipping. All the tops have been popped, but the bobber ain't popped. Only thing that I caught's a blue ribbon. Ain't got one bite, but we're doing alright, cause we're doing more drinking than fishing. Yeah, we doing more drinking than fishing. Sky blue Yeti ready, ice conditions. Got the gas in the tank on the riverbank. Yeah, we ain't making no waves, but we're tipping. All the tops have been popped, but the bobber ain't bobbed. Only thing that I caught's a blue ribbon. Ain't got one bite, but we're doing alright, cause we're doing more drinking than fishing. Ain't got one bite, but we're doing alright, cause we're doing more drinking than fishing.
That's More Drinking Than Fishing, the latest single for country boys Jade Eagleson and Dean Brody. I wonder if Jade's skin has recovered from that. I don't know. Wait, they weren't fishing, were they? They were just drinking. I wonder whose tan's a little bit better today. Let's check it out. So great song, great song. Whose tan's better now?
I say Dean. I think that it's
still.
He gets the sun and then it never leaves. He's just one of those guys.
See, next thing you know, Levi's going to be coming out with, you know, wanting to cut off all of his sleeves and.
Oh, we'll see. Hopefully, we'll get him the hand-me-downs in that case.
We have to talk about the brand new challenge, the chicken challenge.
Oh.
Tell us about that.
It was a blast filming that, let me tell you.
Tell us about that, because the fans might not have seen it yet.
Oh, we have a bunch of country challenges, and that was one of the first ones. So we basically were, our management put us up to this, and basically they said, they want to do these country challenges, it would be a ton of fun, and it was. Mind you, we picked, like, a heat warning day to do it, so
oh,
it was
no.
Like... We're absolutely gassed, and there's all these like chasing chickens and a bunch of other stuff, but the chicken one, there's no cool way to catch a chicken. Like, I've been farming for however many years, and I mean, there's the odd person that gets really good at it, but I never did. It's always awkward to look at, no matter what. So that's a fun one to do.
Yeah, it just brings back Rocky back to mind and all that stuff. It is awkward, but you had the boots. You had, you know, everybody had the opinion for you, hands down. So that is the country challenge number one. So that's the chicken catching with Dean Brody. That one's on YouTube now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's up on Instagram and YouTube and all that stuff. So it's he definitely had the, like, I had the upper hand there just because I was very confident. But he came back strong on a couple of the challenges. I won't get into too much detail, but he's a tough competitor.
Well, he's not going to let you show him up. Come on.
Oh, no. He's pretty, like, he got me on a few of them, so you got to stay tuned and check that out. It is pretty funny. It gets better and better as time goes on.
And whose idea again was this?
Well, it wasn't ours, that's for sure. But it was, we agreed to do it, and we decided that if this song goes number one, then our whole management roster has to do it.
Oh, nice.
All the same challenges.
Well, I have a funny feeling that one's going to happen then.
I hope.
Oh, guaranteed. That's not even a question. But it was so nice, like, to see you guys. I was just going, aw, look at them petting the chickens after they catch the chickens.
Yeah, gotta calm down, poor things.
They're like, what the heck's going on here? It's so hot. What the hell are you people doing? It's like, what?
I know.
Oh, man. Okay, so now you guys had the sneak peek for the music video that's all over media right now, so all the social media. You guys must have had such a blast shooting this one. Tell us about that.
It was so fun. It was a pretty stormy day, but we made the best of it. And, you know, we're basically just on the water, and, like, fishing. It's almost like a vacation, especially the morning. Like, the shots they wanted in the morning were just us fishing off the dock. But the funny thing is like, we weren't, the point of the video is that we're not supposed to catch fish.
And
but,
you didn't.
We kept catching fish.
Oh, did you really?
It was a really populated lake, so we're reeling in a bunch of fish, and we're actually fishing, so we didn't get anything good, but it was still a ton of fun to be out there and just fish. It was a holiday.
Who got more fish? Was there a challenge there, or no?
Oh, no, there wasn't a challenge there. We're just kind of reeling in random fish. There's a few big ones that, you know, are kind of lingering around, but no one caught them.
Those are those big fish stories when you've had a few to drink, right? They just get bigger and bigger.
They get bigger and bigger.
Now, okay, so the Canadian director, the esteemed Canadian director, Ben, was in charge of all this, and that was filmed in the beautiful Kawartha Lakes region, right?
It sure was, and yeah, it was all Ben's idea again. And, this one was a weird one, just because, like, we had no idea what his idea was. We were just kind of rolling with the punches, and once I saw the video, I finally got to see it. It's like, oh, okay, that's what
now
you're
it
doing.
Makes sense.
Yeah, he's always up to mischief, that guy. I tell you,
he knows you well, though. He must know you well.
He sure does. Yeah, he's I think he gets joy in, like, making us do random things and then throwing it all together later.
Oh,
like, he does.
I would love it.
He's a menace, that guy.
I would absolutely love it. I'd be sitting back, okay, now don't say nothing. We're going to do this. I'd be adding so much on to that.
Oh, that's him, 100%. He's, like, he's one of those teasing kind of, yeah, he's, we all love him to death. But he's definitely one of those teasers. Like, he likes to mess with you and throw it all together after.
See, you wouldn't want me on set. You would not want me on set.
Well, you too. Yeah, you two guys would definitely mess with us.
I love every second of it. Now, is there a hint to when the music video is coming out, the actual official music video?
I don't know just yet. I think we're kind of putting final touches on it, and you know, once that's ready, we just kind of launch it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So it should be in the coming weeks for sure.
Okay, perfect. Now, I hear there's a potential possible Switzerland show.
There is, yes. We just got confirmed for Switzerland in September, and like it was kind of tentative for the longest time, and we got confirmed opening for Emmylou Harris, which is one of my favorite singers of all time. So I'm really excited to get down there and play that show.
Oh, that's going to be awesome. Now, I hear, you know, there might be some rumblings for Australia, possibly, too.
There might. We're supposed to play this year, and then it got pushed to potentially next year. So we'll have to see. I've always wanted to go down to Australia and see what that's like, but I guess we'll have to cross our fingers, knock on wood, that we actually get to go down there and do it. But yeah. I'm pretty sure that it's all rescheduled for next year.
Well, we got some huge listeners, obviously, in the U.S., but Australia is just such a huge support for us. But they absolutely love your music. They love Canadian country, which is amazing, you know, how much they've supported a lot of our artists out there, but especially country artists.
Yeah, it's really cool to see. It's you get into Europe, and there's not a lot of, like on that side of the land or the water, there's not a whole ton of country music bands. But, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of great stuff coming out of Australia and that area.
Well, I am excited. Any other shows that you can announce?
Not that I know of just yet. There's a few kind of coming down. They're coming up fast and quick and randomly. So it's awesome. But it's I don't have any, like, specific days because everything is kind of tentative around these rules right now. So it's everyone's trying to figure out what they can or can't do and kind of going from there.
Yeah, I know, because we don't know whether or not there's going to be another shutdown too. So it's just, you know, we just started getting momentum for the summer. But yeah, it's I can imagine how hard it is just trying to get that momentum going, the radio tours, you know, any of that stuff, you know, for you guys to be able to go out and play live. I'm so glad you got to play the Stampede, though. So glad.
Yeah, no, it was really great to be back, and it definitely put, like, the fire back in everyone's heart. They're like, oh, this is what we've been missing. It's a great feeling.
I just, as I said, I love seeing you play live. Is there any practical jokes that are done for you guys on stage? Does anybody do anything in the band?
Yes, there's a little gag we have coming in the middle of one of our songs. You know, my guitar player, Chris, and then Tyler, or the fiddle player, kind of start into Any Man of Mine, because it's kind of like the same key and everything like that. So they start kind of joking around like that, and then eventually we take that song and we switch into the song, and then, you know, make them happy, and then just go back in the other one. But it is pretty funny the way they put it together.
I love it because the fans get such a kick out of it, and it's just that extra entertainment. And I just have that funny feeling you guys are just so full of entertainment up there, other than the energy and everything that you guys have, but just a little bit more there.
Oh, we have a ton of fun up there. We're just a bunch of kids, honestly. We love it.
Music's got to be fun. If there's not, you know, fun in the soul, right, it's just not the same thing, and that's a big part of music. So if you're not making it for that, you know, I don't know, it's missing something.
Yeah, no, it's true.
I am chatting here with Canadian country artist. He is just on fire right now, and that's Mr. Jade Eagleson and the brand new single with Dean Brody, More Drinking Than Fishing. We're going to talk about a few little things if we can. Can we do some burning questions with you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, all right. There's a couple quick fire ones, and then I'm going to nail you with a couple other ones, okay?
All right.
All right. Beer or whiskey?
Whiskey.
Cowboy boots or cowboy hat?
Boots. I use them more.
Okay. Best, most useless talent?
I can clap my hands really fast.
Okay, do it right now.
All right, I got to move my phone here. 1 second here.
Okay.
That wasn't a good one, but you can get the idea.
Yeah, I do. That was pretty quick. That was really quick. Okay, so favorite song of all time, any genre?
Shoot, that's a tough one. I'm just going to go outside of country and pick The Winner Takes It All by ABBA.
Oh, very cool. Didn't see that one coming. Okay. Craziest thing you've ever seen on tour?
Just fights. I don't know why there's so many fights I've seen, but...
Don't say it's a country genre. It happens in every one of them, but yeah, you do see a lot of those.
You sure do.
Is there one in particular that comes to mind?
Not really. They're all always just like out of nowhere, and they're always right at the front. So you try to sing and not get distracted, but it's hard not to get distracted.
Craziest request or something that's thrown at you? on the stage?
Well, throwing it, you get the odd beer can thrown. In fact, at the Calgary Stampede, the fight happened. I called it out because it was getting dangerous, and then halfway through the show, in the same corner, I'm sure it's the same guy that called out, I guess these beer cans started getting hummed at
a
guitar player.
Oh, man.
So I yelled, I was like, you missed. I don't think it made him happy.
Yeah, he probably would have, okay, I'm not going to miss on the next one. Do you have any female garments and all that kind of stuff thrown at you?
No, not yet, thankfully.
Wow.
I've been pretty lucky. I think Dean Brody played a show there, same place, and I guess he was getting pelted. But I have not yet.
It's coming. It's coming.
We'll see.
Favorite moment in your career so far?
Oh, there's too many to say, just to pick one, but honestly, just playing shows again. Like, I think coming back and playing again has been a good moment so far, but you're always changing and there's always so many to be happy about.
Okay, so what is the plans when the world opens up, you know, for the business end of it, for the performing arts and the music?
I think everyone's going to want to get out and tour again, which is going to lead to some pretty amazing opportunities, I think. I think a lot of artists are going to team up and put together some wild shows. Because it's always interesting, because the way touring works is normally people kind of pick a time slot. Everyone works around each other. If there's one major tour going on, no one wants to conflict with that. So I feel like since everyone's going out at the same time or is going to want to, I think it's going to just be one big show. In some cases, I think there's going to be a lot of teaming up happening.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait. I cannot wait. I don't care what it is. I need it. I need that infusion right now. I'm probably more pale than you right now.
I don't know about that.
Oh, no, I guarantee it. I'm an English girl, so unfortunately, I've been recording nonstop, so I haven't seen the sunshine yet, just haven't got out there. So, unusual for me.
Oh, I think everyone's in the same boat.
Okay, favorite camp song to play?
Favorite camp song? King of the Road, Roger Miller.
Nice. Okay, most requested song at your events?
Got Your Name on it.
What was your pickup line for your wife?
I had to, sorry. It's a funny one I use on her all the time that she does not like, but it said, can we share a garden? Ooh. She'll say why. I was like, so we can put our two lips together.
You didn't. I haven't heard that one. That's a first. Wow.
That is a good one. It's a funny one. But yeah, no, whenever I see dad jokes or whatever, I use them all the time. She just laughs at me.
Yeah, I can see the grin on your face, though, as you're saying it. It's like, I'm proud of this one. I'm proud of this one. All right. So what is the first thing that you like to do when it comes to getting home off tour? What's the one thing you like to do to chill out?
I just go straight to bed. That's always it seems like you're just kind of mentally and physically exhausted. So I just having a nap and or just seeing my family and spending time with them, watching a movie, whatever that might be.
Do you have a favorite TV show or movie?
Favorite movie, Lord of the Rings, for sure.
Nice. I like that too. I like that one. Who's the funniest person that you've ever worked with?
The funniest? I'm trying to think. There's a few of them that have cracked me up over the years. The funniest. Can't pick. A lot of the guys in the band, I'd say everyone in the band has got a pretty good sense of humor.
Well, that's a good thing. That's a really good thing.
Yeah.
When you guys are touring and you're on the bus, I know that you guys are just going from one place to the next, from show to show. There's got to be something that you guys like to do that, just all of you like to do, just to kick back, just to loosen up a little bit.
We just like joking around and just talking. It's everyone has really interesting sorry, my kids crying. Everyone has really interesting.
Oh, now I can hear them.
Can you hear them?
Yeah, I can hear them now. It's okay.
Everyone has really interesting, like, hobbies. So it's kind of cool to kind of, like, sit around and talk about that. We're all pretty big nerds. So we talk about, like, Star Wars and Lord of the Rings and video games, everything.
Very cool. Okay, if you could take one photo, a snippet, right now, it was the only thing you could ever carry with you, what would it be of and why?
Probably my kid. He brings me a lot of joy.
Very nice. See, Levi gets into every show. Even in the background, he's there. So that's awesome.
He is. He really is.
Okay, so remind everybody once again where they can get all the latest news, and especially with that new video coming up. And I know you got some great new music that you've been working on too. So let everybody know where they can get all that.
You can go on Instagram. We always have everything kind of shooting up online there as to where to get everything. And any of my socials, everything's just Jade Eagleson Music. So you can type that in. Or you can go to my website, which is jadeeagleson.com. Everything's on there as well. So, yeah, if you check all that out, then you should be up to date. I don't run it. So if it isn't, then you let me know and someone's in trouble.
You're taking your foot out of that one. Like, not me. It's not me. All right. Well, thank you so much. I really hope that you'll come back on the show. It's just been such a pleasure. It always is with you, Jake. You're just so much fun.
Thanks so much for having me again. It was a ton of fun, and I look forward to doing it again.
Perfect. You take care, and you do some great shows out there. We're going to be watching. I'll be at that September one, I'm telling you.
Perfect. I'm looking forward to seeing you.
All right. You take care, Jade.
You as well. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I want to remind fans to purchase the new single, More Drinkin' Than Fishin', by country star Jade Eagleson and celebrated icon Dean Brody. So download it, share it on all your streaming platforms. If you love the song, call your local country radio station and request it and add it into the rotation. They'll put it in there for you. One thing too, just so that you guys remember, for Spotify and Amazon and all the live streaming platforms, the more that you like the songs, instead of just listening to it, like it. The more you do that, the more awards are given out to these artists who are working so hard independently. So really, really important for them to be able to get that acknowledgement. And you guys have that in your power. So get out there, like it, share it, and put it on all of your social streaming platforms. So it's really cool. I have some great shows coming up for you here with a brand new duo. Smoke and Ashes is going to be here. We have platinum singing country band Parmalee. We have Jess Moskaluk, Jake Hoot. We have Therese, Texas King, Mac London, Carly Akins, Bree Taylor, Jay Walker, Ryan Laird, and more. You can catch the show each week at www.musicsjourney.com and all your streaming platforms. You can also catch the show at nowandthenmagazine.com for a full article and write-up on each artist on the show with their latest news, new releases, and music video. That's it for me, your host, Kim Sear. Have yourself a wonderful day, and thank you for listening.